This is a very interesting situation. We are on an open source conference, technical track, and going to speak about legal matters. And it allows me to make some assumptions about your skills, or skills with a Z at the end. A license, it's nice to make a clarification what we mean when we speak about one. I have several licenses, a driver's license which allows me to drive a car, a lawyer's license which allows me to charge huge bills for things I say and do, and also some other licenses like one to use marine radio when I'm on boat. And I don't have a license to kill any of you, don't worry. A license can mean two things. It can either mean the permission, like I showed in the previous slide. You have a permission to drive a car, which you do not have otherwise. But also, the driver's license is this piece of a card or a paper in some countries, which shows that you, in fact, have this permission. And this is what I'm going to mean by license in this talk, both permission and the physical representation of that permission. And we are going to speak about the copyright license, not any of these other licenses I mentioned, and not patent, trademark, trade secret, and whatever. Of course, you could have a permission to use a patent or a trademark. It could be a valid license as well. Don't think so much about the word copyright. It's like ownership. It just describes what you have, what rights do you have when you have achieved something. So, for example, if you buy a thing, you have ownership of it, and you can do certain things with it. And this, it's the same with copyright. It just describes what you have to do and what you can do when you have done so. Very easy. So what do you have to do to obtain copyright or to get to this point when you can exercise certain rights? You have to create a work, actually. And to create a work, you have to exercise your creative abilities as a human. So this is what is needed. And the copyright will cover or protect the particular expression of your creativity or creative work. If it is more than one way to express it, then you will have several different works which will be protected or covered by copyright. And now that you have created the thing or a work, you can use your powers. You will have a right to make copies of it. And when you say to create copies, when you write a program, you're in practice creating very temporary copies in the machine memory. So you have a right to do it and to forbid everybody else from doing so, and also to distribute or share this work you have created, either in original form or in alterations or changed variants. So now this is today's IQ test. It will, once one of you knows what this is, please shout out, and maybe you will be today's the nerd of today, or if you lose, there's a lot of shame. Not so much. Probably I don't know who you are, unless you are Salve or Marcus. So, anyone? Excuse me?
Looks like four tires.
Loser. I know who you are. the reply to the first one, 0000, was a car, four tires. It was not correct. And this, nobody dared to answer this one. And for these, Salves and Marcus' guesses were file system permissions. And of course, they are right. And the copyright license, it's basically a modular permission system. You have the copyright which gives you some certain exclusive rights, right, like create copies and distribute. And the law provides some defaults, and with the license you can change it in a, and in the way you want. So you, you give people certain permissions on some conditions. And if you think on of a file permission system on Unix, you have umask, which provides default permission bits, and you can use chmod to actually assign the desired permissions. As I said, I can make certain assumptions of about the technical skills people here are having. So you have been warned. So this is how copyright expressed in a C program might look like. You have a pcopy, which is one, and to alter you assign the two, and to distribute you assign four. And then by combining these bits, you can say how a work, software or whatever, can be used. So if you say zero, it's, it will be no routes at, writes at all. Two, you can change, and just remember on the four previous slide, and seven, you can write, change, and distribute however you want. This would be very cool, but you have so many different ways of using a work that it will be very impractical. And I very much like the Creative Commons way of doing it. They have a small symbol which tells, which has a message, concrete message, what you can do and what you can do. And the picture is worth a thousand words. It's much better to look at the symbol and you automatically know what people mean instead of reading a thousand words written by somebody, maybe a colleague of mine. So I like this one very much. Now let's take a look at the copyright's umask or the defaults which the law provides, because if you don't know what are the defaults, then you don't have a so good starting point to share the rights you want to give people. And by default, even if you have a certain right, you don't have a right to change your work, so no right to change, unless explicitly stated, and no right to distribute. And this is very vital for free software. You have to have a right to change things and to make them available or distribute. This is how free software freedoms often are defined. You may must be able to run the program, and running means creating copies. And study, well, you basically have to be given access to source code, not only object code, and redistribute copies. And all these things are, these are the small blocks. You have a tiny right to run program, which means create copy. So if you need to be able to run a program, you go to the license and read through it. Okay, do I have a permission to run or create copies? Yes, I can, fine. If you are, this is what you care about if you're the end user. You don't need to be able, you don't hack your software, you don't compile it unless you are an advanced user. If you're an enterprise managed user, it's something different from the end user, because enterprise managed users are users in the managed enterprises, and they are very important. No? Yes. But for them, they don't change the software. Most likely, they don't even have administrator access on their computers. I don't have administrator access on this computer. So I'm, in some way, this enterprise-managed user. If you're a free software developer, then you have then you need quite broad set of rights. You need to be able to run the program, of course, also to change, distribute. For proprietary software developers, the situation is extra special because, well, free software is given away, and then you just give the source with it. If you are a proprietary software developer, then normally you will not be sharing the source code. You just give object code, and then you have to look at the conditions upon which the permissions were assigned. I remember once I had a due diligence for a huge Norwegian company, and they used a lot of free software. And in one of these licenses, it was a condition that every developer on the development team had to obtain the author's book in the most recent edition. And of course, they didn't have a single one. It was quite funny license. And for software pirates, well, they don't care. I will demonstrate all these building blocks with a very cool programmer, a Perl programmer. There are some here. They have a huge repository of software, of ready models called CPEN. And currently it's about, 20,000-25,000 modules there, which you can install very easily. You just run a command. And of course, normally people do not check any licenses. What are the conditions to use a particular module or software? Even though the frequently asked questions state that please check the license, you might be surprised. But normally people still do, well, install ASM Evil License. There is in fact such a module on CPEN called Evil License. Go ahead, install it, but be aware of the license. So what happens next after the module is installed? The programmer checks the documentation, of course, because otherwise you probably don't want to debug and reverse engineer to find out how the models works. So you look at the synopsis, available methods, etc. But hardly ever, you don't pay so much attention to the licensing terms. At least I do not. You can quote me on that, but you don't have to do as I do. And this Evil License has a nice copyright and license term. It's released under the following license, Evil. And there is a README file which explains what Evil License means. Now we are approaching the end of this quick 20-minute presentation. And some no bullshit points from myself. As I said, Creative Commons icons are great, simple and to the point. GPL is a bloated, bloody piece of something because it's so huge. People waste bandwidth, a lot of bandwidth. Well, I don't know how many, it's maybe 3-4 kilobytes, and how many copies of this GPL are distributed and sent across the networks and stored. It's a waste of resources. You can say the same with just some points. This is why BST license is simple and good. And these slides are also released under a certain license. It's called Free Paper Free License. It means that you can do a lot, but you cannot print them out. And it's good that sometimes on the presentation you have a conference. How do you call this? Yes, booklet with presentation printouts. If Go open it, so I would go and collect my presentation and said, "Well, don't violate my copyright. You're infringing right now because it's a paper-free license which applies. Go ahead and use it, and thank you."
All right. Do we have any questions? There's one there. Where did the mic go? It's up there.
Okay, so
you can speak in English or in Norwegian if you want.
Right. I'll take it in English.
Fine.
The last distinction you made between BSD and GNU made it sound like the only reason you would make the choice would be based on its size.
Well, it's one of the choices because the longer license is, the less certainty you have as regards to what rights you are giving. Think of IBM's licensing. It's a complete mess. You have a document which says, unless otherwise stated, another document available on the internet, and you go and download it, and then you have another reference to another one, which might not apply, so you have a complete mess. The shorter, the better. Keep it simple and short.
So do you really consider the size of the document to be the most important aspect of the difference between GNU and BSD?
Not the most, but for me, it's one of the points.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other? We have one question there.
The GPL is a copyleft license, which means that derivative works has to be open as well. If we not to use GPL, what kind of license should we use that have the same copyleft mechanism in it?
I don't have an overview of all the software licenses which are flourishing around. You could create your own, perhaps. You could, I don't know. But GPL, you know, people know what GPL means, although it's long and very impractical to deal with. You still know what it says, probably, although you have never read it. So just use it if it is what you want to achieve. No problem.
I can give a quick comment there. If you would say this in front of the guys at the Software Freedom Law Center, they would probably kick you in the ass or something. They don't like license proliferations. That having too many different kinds of licenses is another type of complexity.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It's like
five different versions of itself. So.
Yes.
But still, if you want to analyze one, you first ask a question to yourself. Okay, what do I need to do with the software? Okay, I'm an ISP, I'm doing a software as a service, I'm not sharing any code, I can use whatever I want. If it's GPL, fine, I make some changes, but I'm not sharing the code. So I just use it.
Yeah, I'm the cameraman, so I might not have gotten all the information, but are you advocating that we should use images to promote licenses more than licenses itself? Why haven't you done so for the paper-free license in that case?
Because the paper-free license is only one page long, and it's very short and simple. It's one thing, and another, I'm very bad at graphical design. I don't have writing, that's fine, but my images, they would probably not be so...
Any more questions?
So nice.
No hands up. All right. Thank you, Kirill, for your presentation.
You're welcome. And I think that there is some donation in my name going to the thing you mentioned.
You're dissing GPL, so... okay, you'll get one too.
Thank you.